the child is just born. And immediately, there is milk in the mother's breast. How did it happen? This is how Krishna is taking care. Did the child say, Krishna, give us all my mouthful of milk? No. Just automatically the milk came. Not only with human beings, with animals, birds. I mean, of course, the birds too. So this is how Krishna is taking care of us. Like, look at your, let's look at our past. Did we ever starve? At least I don't remember. Even if I was wanting to fast, I'd been forced to eat. That is the situation. So in this way, Krishna is taking care of everyone. Okay, there may be some scarcity in the human society. Did you see any scarcity in the ant society, bird society, animal society? There may be hardship, but in the wilderness, in nature, we've never seen any animal starving to death. An elephant, how much food does the elephant need? At least 100 kilo per day. Has it supplied? But then question is, but there is scarcity in the human society. But the point is, the scarcity in the human society has been created by human beings. Krishna has provided for everyone. But somebody took that food that was meant for everyone, he stored it in his warehouse. So when he steals the food for 1,000 people, and if 1 or 2 people starve, you can't blame Krishna for that. So this is how Krishna is taking care of us in every aspect. Okay, forget about the food. Oxygen, isn't that the most vital aspect of our living? But had there been any scarcity of oxygen? Did he ever pray to Krishna, Krishna, give me a lung full of oxygen? No, it is there. Okay, now we are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. So if the process continued, what would have happened? The whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide. Did it ever happen? The trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide, giving us oxygen. Who made this arrangement? So when the personality, when he is taking care of us in all respects, why should he worry? Why should he worry? And we have to worry because of the mess that human beings have created.